Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Guests appear on the Fireball Hotline. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 1043thefan.com Cecil Lammy.
James Marilat joins us now from 1043thefan.com, of course. And you can check out James online and see everything that we got going on at 1043thefan.com. He's presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. James, good evening. Welcome to the show. And this Philip Lindsay situation with Melvin Gordon being the sixth highest paid running back in the NFL, $8 million per year for Melvin Gordon. This new punter makes more money than Philip Lindsay. Like, what did the Broncos just do here to Philip Lindsay, and what will they do with Philip Lindsay?
Well, I think they sent Philip Lindsay a message that I've been trying to tell everybody for more than a year, that he's not a every down back in this league. He's just not. He's not a guy that's going to be a workhorse. He's not a bell cow. He's not whatever term you want to use to describe that kind of feature back, a 20 to 25 carry a game kind of guy, a guy who's on the field, you know, for all three downs. He's just not. He's, you know, he's not particularly good in short yardage, not very good out of the backfield catching passes. I don't think he's great in pass protection. So, look, you know, he's a great story, the back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. For an undrafted guy, first time it's ever happened, I get it. But, you know, he was the leading ball carrier in 16 games this year, and he had, what, 1,006 yards? I mean, 62 yards a game. That's just not the kind of production you need from a guy who's getting the most carries every single game for your team. It's just not. I mean, Broncos need to have a guy that's rushing for 1,200, 1,300 yards if that's the kind of touches he's getting. And then in Pat Shurmur's offense, he needs to be somebody that can catch the football out of the backfield. So, you know, I think they sent him a message. I like your phrase, Cecil. It's not the National Feelings League. You know, it's like, yeah, has Philip Lindsay outplayed his contract? Yep, he has. And when his contract comes due and, you know, it's time to hit the free agent market, he'll get the chance to reap the rewards of that. But, you know, Broncos should have learned last year with Chris Harris Jr. You just don't, you know, because somebody has their feelings hurt and thinks they're worth more, you don't just go, well, hey, here's some free money. It doesn't work. It doesn't lead to better performance. So right now the contract is beneficial to the Broncos. Down the road there will be contracts that aren't. There certainly were plenty that were not beneficial to the Broncos last year. I don't think anybody was crying for them having to pay Juwan James and Bryce Callahan. So sometimes it works in your favor, sometimes it doesn't.
James, remind me, what was that little friendly wager that you had with Zach Bye? remind me of that again. What was that?
It was the would Philip Lindsay rush for 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It came down to the wire. It was one of the all-time great bets in terms of stretching it out. So it sounds like me and Stokely may have one going for next year of who has more yards, Melvin Gordon or Philip Lindsay. Nothing's official yet, but that's that one's kind of brewing.
Now, how did that work out for you?
I bought a steak dinner. Nice, okay. But a good okay. time. Good all conversations. Right. You know, a couple martinis. You know, some oysters. I kind of expanded Zach's horizons. He'd never had either one of those things. So, you know, it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, help kind of show people some of the other things that are out there.
The reason I allowed you to go ahead and bless the audience with that, because I feel the reason that you're saying what you're saying about Philip is because, one, you lost that bet, and you never really had faith in him to be able to do or be that dual, you know, threat that out of the backfield and rush between the tackles. What more do you need to see from Philip Lindsay and his Pat Shurmur offense for you to have a change of heart?
Well, and me saying these things, it's not because I lost the bet. I actually made the bet because this is how I feel. But I get what you're saying. You know, I think it's, if you look at his path to 1,000 yards this year versus last year, he took a lot more carries to get there this year. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was he was a lot less productive. And, you know, just his inability in the as a pass catcher, that's the main thing. And, you know, he wasn't able to work on it last year during the offseason because of the wrist. He's got the wrist thing going again this year. You know, I think that you look at the way the Giants use Saquon Barkley. Look, I don't think Melvin Gordon, Philip Lindsay, anybody the Broncos are going to bring in here is Saquon Barkley, but in terms of just using him as part of the passing game, that's what he likes to do. So Philip Lindsay's going to have to develop that part of his game. I just haven't seen it. He's kind of got stones for hands so far during his career. So I hope he uses this as, hey, you know what? Another time I've been slighted. I'm going to use this motivation and I'm going to come in and prove everybody wrong. That'd be great. If that happens, if Philip Lindsay comes in and beats out Melvin Gordon, that's great news for the Broncos. That's great news for Broncos country and Broncos fans, because that means he took it upon himself to kind of get motivated by this. That would not be the worst thing in the world by any means, but I'm not expecting that to happen.
By the way, James, he had 31 more carries and rushed for 26 fewer yards than he did as a rookie. James Marilat from 1043thefan.com joining us. Nick and Cecil here. And, of course, James is brought to you by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. We've been writing up the draft previews. We got to tight end. I'm writing centers tonight, James. You're writing up the draft previews as well. When we did tight ends, I was like, that's fine. I don't think the Broncos are going to take a tight end. I wish they would. I wish it was Dalton Kuechly. Everyone knows the story. But, like, did you kind of get the same feeling, you know, going through these draft previews? Like, yeah, quarterbacks are interesting. They're not going to take one. Tight ends are interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to take one either.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, you're right if you mentioned it. There's not even a guy on this list that's a day one pick, and there may not even be anybody that's taken in the second round. So, you know, when I was going through them, I'm like, well, they have a lot of picks. Maybe they take a flyer on day three in one of these guys. And, I apologize. I wish I could remember his name. There's a tight end from Missouri that had a good year the last season that Drew Locke was there. Big guy. I think he had, like, 24 touchdowns and 31
You're talking about
games.
Albert Okwegbanam?
There you go.
Good try, Cecil.
That's
good
why
try.
I couldn't remember his
Let's
name.
Try. Let's try.
Let's yeah. call him Albert
I could
O.
Never get that one.
Albert O.
So when I was writing up, you know, kind of his bio for the site, I was like, okay, well, that's a pick I could see, you know, sixth round, seventh round, that kind of thing. He's got a connection to Drew Locke. He's, you know, kind of a red zone target. That's a like I say, a big guy. And obviously has a nose for the end zone when, you know, in almost every game he played, it seemed like he averaged a touchdown. So it would be that kind of guy, more of a project in the late rounds. But, you know, if you draft one, they have a chance of making this team because other than Noah Fant and now hopefully Vannett, nobody can stay healthy. So they have a ton of tight ends, but does anybody have any faith in, you know, Jake Butt or Jeff Heirman or Troy Magali? You know, not being someone we're talking about every day during training camp of, hey, are they out there? Are they standing around just, you know, in their jersey kind of watching things? It's like Groundhog Day. We see it every single year and seemingly every single day. So I'm actually a little surprised Jeff Heirman is still on the roster, given the salary cap number that he has and the cap savings they could have if they let him go. So very long-winded way of saying if they draft a tight end, it's going to be late. It's a fifth, sixth, seventh round kind of a guy.
So, James, I'm sitting here looking at the Bebop, our big board of possibilities, and I see that you have not really made any changes to your big board, but I have made some changes, and I added Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma. That's the proper way to say his name. I know it's not Murray, but we call him Murray.
Murray.
But I've seen other people making that adjustment. Do you see a possibility where the Broncos could go take an inside linebacker knowing as though they missed on an inside linebacker last season?
No, you know, when they decided to bring back Todd Davis for the last year of his deal, that kind of told me they were fine with what they had at middle linebacker. I think they like A.J. Johnson. He's a guy making, you know, $600,000 a year. But if you're going to spend $5, $6 million on Todd Davis, I think that's your two inside linebackers. I really do. You know, heading into free agency and before they made that move, you know, we were all talking about Corey Littleton and you know, Kwiatkowski and some of those kind of guys, but I think they're comfortable with Davis and Johnson. So to me, the first round is either going to be a wide receiver, and, you know, Henry Ruggs would be the guy I'd love, but now people are kind of saying, hey, he may go before 15, or, you know, does Kinlaw or somebody like that slip and they end up taking a defensive lineman? Because those are their two biggest positions of need at this point. If you look at it and say, man, I don't even know who their starters are. At least at inside linebacker, we can say, yeah, it's A.J. Johnson, it's Todd Davis. You may not love that combo. I may not love that combo, but at least they have two starters. I couldn't tell you who their starting defensive line is right now. I mean, we know it's going to be Jarrell Casey, but Draymond Jones and who else? Who's the other one? That's a bit of a mystery. And then, you know, who's their starting wide receiver opposite Courtland Sutton? I don't think we know that at this point. So to me, those are the two positions that have to be atop their draft board when it comes to needs.
Well, it is no mystery where you get your best Broncos information. It is 1043thefan.com. Sign up for the Denver Sports Daily. All the top Denver sports news, hot and fresh to your inbox every single morning. That is the Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com. And James Marilat leading the charge at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. James, be good, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you having me on.
And there we have him, James Marilat from 1043thefan.com. Well, we've got drama going on in a place where we kind of predicted it would be, and this quarterback is tweeting out some cryptic things. We'll call the hotline bling next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.